Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Let's give another big hand clap to the worship team. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, they have done a wonderful job. Amen. The songs were different than the usual. So it was a good change. Okay. And the change was good. There are some changes which are bad. Glory be to God. Amen. So now that I've said that it was a good change, please don't make bad changes. Okay. Be led by what? The Spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. So that was awesome. And the sound was very good. Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't know who's responsible for that. I don't know if Juliana, Martin, who's Martin? Okay. Yes, good. But I'm sure he received input. Okay. So we thank God for everyone. Amen. God loves nice things. All right. God loves what? Always remember that, okay, especially when you are in the LAT worship team. God loves nice things. God loves nice voices. All right. Yes. Herbert understands that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. God loves nice voices. He loves nice sound. Okay. And today we kind of got it. Glory be to God. Amen. Give a big hand clap to Sam. You don't know why you're clapping for him. But I didn't expect Sam to still be in this church after last Sunday. Okay? After last Sunday, when I told you that we are going to go through the tribulation. Okay? Apparently, Sam was so, you know, his soul was downcast. Glory be to God. Because that tribulation, Jesus said, you know, it is going to be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Okay? And the church is here. Not the church, you are here. Okay? You and I, And this is not for our grandkids, or great-grandkids. It is us. I'm telling you, we are close. We are what? We are very close. Glory be to God. And Andrew, you should get encouraged. Honestly, I don't know why people don't want Jesus to come back soon. You know, most of you, all of you, you know, have good noses, okay? And there are some people who don't like your nose. You understand? Now, when Jesus comes back, all those things are going to be put to what? An end. Do you understand? You know, when you think of all the great things that are going to happen when Jesus comes, Okay, meanwhile, the devil will be bound away somewhere. Do you understand? You know, a world with Jesus, you know, the headquarters will be in Jerusalem. Jesus won't be in heaven. Do you understand that? Jesus will be here. Okay? And the devil won't be here. Isn't that awesome? Wouldn't you want that time to come very soon? I know you're like, those are yours, Pastor Moses. Honestly, you know, when you get to have a glorified body, you understand, okay? A body that can never fall sick, a body that can't feel pain, you understand, okay? There will be no more hunger, you know, you will never die, okay? So your kids won't have to cry that daddy has died. Do you understand? How many of you, who have kids, would want your children to die, man? You envision your kids at the what? A funeral crying. You know, now if they tell you that actually that is not going to happen, you know, isn't that good news? That man's he won't have to what? I'm telling you, Okay, Jesus is, I'm telling you, it's one, I wish he was coming back tomorrow. Honestly, I wish he was coming back, because what is here, you know, Okay? So Jesus is coming back when? Very soon, However, before he comes to take us, that is a bit which some don't want. Before he comes, there is the tribulation. 3.5 years of great distress, such as the world has never seen. 3.5 years. Okay? With the reign of the Antichrist. But it's short. 3.5 years. 3.5 years. Glory be to God. Amen? And that time is around the corner. I'm telling you the truth. It's around what? The corner. If you're 20 years old, you might not clock 50. You might not clock 50. I'm telling you. I had a dream. Okay. This world is interesting. Human beings are very interesting, what? Creatures. Okay. You and I, we're all human beings. We are very interesting creatures. Okay. Once upon a time, you know, from them days like 2010, you know, people knew me as, of course I used to have a few dreams, not as many as this guy, okay? But where I used to beat this guy and everyone else that I know, now this is not boasting, it's a truth. Everyone else that I know, everyone else was in my circles, where I used to beat, and they, and most of them, or a good number of them were not as, were more of dreamers than I, okay? But where I used to beat them, okay? Especially starting around year 2010, where I used to beat them was in the realm of dream interpretation. Glory be to God. Okay? Honestly, you know, I was good. I might not be, but I think I'm still good. Dream interpretation. Now, I'm not saying come to me with your dreams. You understand? You can come, but when you come, don't expect an interview. Don't think that there'll be, because if I don't have an interview, I'll tell you, I won't forge, you know, then I mess up your life with forgeries, Okay? Yeah, but I was good, and I'm still good. And so, people used to believe in me for that thing, dreams and interpretation, Okay? Until I began to, God started to give me some dreams, which messed them up. Then all human beings were very interesting. Once upon a time, you celebrate a guy for his dreams. Then the next minute, the same dreams, now you hate him. You know, Now, we're all like that, by the way. All of us, It is by the grace of God that, that you can be different. All right? But we're all like that, Okay? So anyway, those days, I think it was 12, 14, I had a dream when some guy was telling me the approximate number of years we have left. The approximate, you remember? Approximate. Yes, he told me that that figure is approximate. Okay? And that was 12, 14. Now, 4 years are what? Minus four. You did mathematics. Okay? You know, And then that same week, 2014, there's a young girl who had a dream also being told the approximate number of years. Okay? And when you look at the world, what's happening, and you relate it to the Bible, man, it is very evident we are close. Glory be to God. Now that's very good news. Okay? That is what? Good news, man. Jesus is coming. in our generation. Hallelujah. Amen. It's soon. It is what? Soon. But before that, there is a what? The tribulation, which for many years, I got born again in 98. All right? 98. Juliana wasn't yet born. Okay? I was a university student. People were not born. And now they don't honor us. I think you guys want one day to come when I've not shaved so that you can see gray what? You know, so that you can start to what? Respect me. We are not kids. Glory be to God. We are fathers. Okay? Hallelujah. Yeah. Anyway, so I got born again in 98. Do you want to know how I got saved? We have more than 1 hour, so I think I can tell you. But you've heard of the story. How I got, now, I came from, I was in Smack for 6 years. I don't think there was anyone in our class who was born again in Smack. I don't remember anyone. Because I don't remember in those 2 years, especially HSC, anyone preaching to us in school. All level, there were some guys who got saved the word then around senior to adolescence. Adolescence is a dangerous stage. Adolescence, all of them went. Okay? Roger Mgisha, that was a clique. All of them, they all went, man. So imagine a class where there's total darkness, spiritually. No one is giving anyone light. When I think about it, man, that was horrible. Okay, and so I come to university, uni man, everywhere fellowship, I'm so grateful for university. Okay, every fellowship, people come to church. That was the, okay, so there's a guy, there are guys who, when first year, university, first week, second week. First week is orientation. Second week, you begin serious stuff. Man. Okay, so, that first week in class, there was a fellowship, med school, a general fellowship. So, the guys were in second year to fifth year. They told us that now, you first years, get a day for your fellowship. Get a leader. Elect a leader. So I was like, hey, I can become a leader for the fellowship. Meanwhile, I'm not born again. But I was like, yeah, But there was some guy who was more, more oppressive than me. So he became the leader. Meanwhile, I'm not saved. Okay, then guys started to take me to church. Okay? KPC. So, there was a guy in particular who was called Gabriel Okumwe. He's a doctor now in Nakasero. So, he used to take me every Sunday for the 2 o'clock. Okay? Because we had to first eat maram, first eat food, then you go to what? To church. Because if you go before eating, you might come back and there's no food. Alright? So, and so used to take me and so to KPC. And man, what I saw at KPC, remember, was amazing. There were girls. Glory be to God. Now you have woken up. Man, they were what? My wife is down in Children's Church. So they were babes. So, you remember there was first, before the 2 o'clock, there's a 12 o'clock service. So when we would arrive at 2, the people in the 12 o'clock service were getting out. So for me, I wouldn't enter immediately. I'll first stand out there, man. Look at babes. So now every Sunday, that was what? You first, by the time you enter church, 20 minutes of what? Okay? But you've been blessed in this, whatever you call it. By the way, looking at beauty, appreciating beauty is not sin. Okay? Alright? Say yes. Husbands don't want to say yes, but if we are just together, when their wives are not, they would say yes. Okay? Jesus said, okay, if you look at a woman to lust for her, you have committed what? Sin. So the issue is with the lusting, not the appreciating. If appreciating was a sin, then, you know, when you saw your wife beautiful, you sinned. Do you understand? Yeah, anyway, but. However, I also appreciate the fact that not many people do not cross the line from appreciating beauty into lust. It's a thin line, okay? Yeah, anyway, so I used to look at babes. Then after some time, and now the music, the worship, the praise and worship, now it captured me. KPC was wonderful, So after some time, you know, I'm not yet born again. Babes were out of the picture. Now I even tell this guy, man, we have to be on time, 2 o'clock. This guy who's taking me to church, wants me to get saved, never used to keep time. Now me who's not born again, I'm the one who's telling a born again guy to keep time at his church. Just like most of you, you don't keep time, You're like that guy. Very unserious, Alright? You are unserious, I'm telling you the truth. Okay? So now the music, the songs, I didn't want to miss that. Babes were now out of the picture. Okay? Then I remember one time, it was January 1998. Okay? Second year now. I was in my room alone, in Northcote, in Sibira now. Okay? And then, just alone in my room, I asked myself that, by the way, why don't I get saved? All the scriptures these guys have showed me, I understand them, they are right. You know, then in my room alone, I told God that today I am saved. I even didn't know those prayers of, dear Jesus, come into my heart. I don't know where people got those prayers from. Because they're not there in the Bible. But they are good, Okay, but someone then have to say those words. Okay? In order to get saved. I was alone in my room. I told God that today I am saved. And that was it. Okay? That's how I did what? I got saved. I don't know how we began that story. Where it was leading to. But let's read, Anyway, just to remind us so that Jesus is coming back soon, Matthew chapter 24. He's coming back soon and he's coming back after the tribulation. Matthew 24, verse 29 to 31. Jesus speaking, he says that immediately after the tribulation of those days, the tribulation which he has described in the previous verses, he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then, okay, remember after the tribulation, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Okay? And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. That is the rapture. Okay? The rapture, you see, he says he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. To gather us. Okay? After the what? The tribulation. I'm telling you, it is after the tribulation. Okay? Yeah. This is what I want to say, that from the time I got born again in 98 until this year, I have always believed that we're going to be raptured before the tribulation. Okay? Why? Because almost everyone I know and I love, the preachers, my church, the movies left behind, all those things, they were all what? Saying that the tribulation doesn't find us here. And I believe that. Okay? Then I began to read other guys who said, no. You are around in the what? The tribulation. And they all had scriptures. Okay? Then, I think it was 2:11, okay, I came across a tableta, okay, with Joseph. And man, for him, he was like, no, it is not before the tribulation and it is not after, it is in the middle. And man, tableta with his eloquence and words, and knowledge, of course, man, it sounded right. So now I was like, God, now this is it. So I was like, God, only one of them must be right. So I said, God, now this is a very important issue, which we shouldn't be joked around with. I told God, man, starting sometime last year, I began telling God, man, this is a serious issue. Tell me what is the truth. Okay? Pre, mid, or post? Okay, and then a dream came, with Joseph. I think it was in April this year, in that dream, Joseph was telling me that all along, the post-tribulation people, have been right, all along, prior to that, I would read Rick Joyner, and you just see this is a what? A post tribulation chap, and I would despise him. I was like, okay, I respect you for this and this and this, but on this issue, man, you're off. And it's so obvious in the Bible. It is pre-what? Tribulation. So I despised Rick Joyner. I'm telling the truth on that issue. Okay? Then Andrew Womack. Hey! I also realized the guy is a post-what? I was like, how can you be such a great teacher? And you don't see what is very clear in the Bible that we are being raptured before the tribulation. Okay? Until I went to the Lord, then he told me that, man, the guys you've been despising are the right ones. Glory be to God. Okay? And then, so I went back to the Bible to now, then the thing really became one. It's clear. Just look at Matthew 24. Very, even a P2 kid, can see this after the tribulation. Then Jesus comes and he gathers us. Isn't that so clear? That's what I remember. The Bible is so simple, but it is human beings with their big heads who what? I'm telling you. It is so clear. But I know, of course, the argument against that guy. He said, no, those are Jews. I mean, this thing was written to Christians. Okay? All right? So, after the tribulation of those days, all right, the sun, by the you are here in the tribulation and it is around the corner. The quicker you accept it, then you prepare yourself mentally, spiritually, and emotionally to go through it, the better. Because if it jumps on you, when you're expecting to be raptured before it comes, you are in great trouble. You're going to fall away, man. Because you won't be ready, prepared for the trouble, the calamity. So the quicker, man, you are, you believe Jesus. Don't believe me, believe Jesus. He said immediately after the what? The tribulation. Juliana, you sing your songs, but what? Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. and they will gather his elect. They will gather you. Okay? From the four winds, you know, from one end of heaven to another. All right? So we see Jesus coming after the tribulation. We see angels. We see the trumpet sound. And we see the gathering of saints. Okay? You will be gathered. You will be what? I'm not joking. Eh? Okay? Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 to 17. This is Paul, eh? Okay? Paul is saying, meanwhile, Paul is not supposed to contradict Jesus. You should understand that. Eh? There is nothing that Paul ever wrote and said that contradicted Jesus. So if Jesus preached post-tribulation, Paul had to preach the same. Even John's visions were talking about post-tribulation. Okay, so verse 15, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul says, "For this we say to you, Christians, by the word of the Lord." You see, by the word of the Lord. It looks like the Lord had told him, so by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Basically, when the angels come to gather, okay, they will start with those who are dead, eh? Then us who are alive. Eh? Like it says in verse 16, eh? For the Lord himself will descend, okay? Matthew, we saw him coming down. Now he is saying the same thing. Eh? He will descend from heaven with a shout, okay? With the voice of an archangel, just like remember, eh? Then it says, and with the trumpet of God. Exactly what Matthew wrote. Okay, we see Jesus descending, alright? We see angels, we see a trumpet sound, you know, eh? And then it says, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. We shall be gathered. Isn't that what Matthew said? Huh? Matthew wrote, it is Jesus who said it. Okay? Same thing. You see all these things that clear. It is post what? You know, it's same thing. Glory be to God. But people are so scared about what, you know, the Antichrist. They have a doctrine that they are out before what? Alright? It ain't happening. We are here, man. Eh? All right? And I'm going to say it until what? 12:30. So I tell you, just Mike Murdoch has a wisdom key. Okay? It says that what you repeatedly hear, you will eventually believe. So take heed what you repeatedly hear. All right? Anyway, so verse 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And that's, we shall always be with the Lord. Glory be to God. And by the way, it is in verse 17, that's where people get the word rapture, eh? That word caught up, eh? Okay? The Latin is where they get the word rapture. Hallelujah. So we are raptured after the what? Tribulation. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 to 52. Paul again speaking. He says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption." Okay? So the kingdom of God that Jesus is coming to establish after the tribulation, okay, you're going to enter it not with your mortal body. It says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we who are alive shall be changed. Glory be to God. Okay? And here, Paul talks about the timing of the rapture. He says, at the last what? Trumpet. Alright? And last Sunday, we went and read where that last trumpet is. You remember? Okay? Okay? Revelations 8:1 says there are seven trumpets. And Paul says, at the last trumpet, at the sounding of that last trumpet, then we shall be changed. We shall be raptured at the last one. Okay? So let us see what happens at the first, at the second, up to the sixth, before the seventh. Glory be to God. Basically, it is the tribulation. Okay? Revelation chapter 8, verse 7. Okay? The first angel sounded. That is the first what? Trumpet. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned. Okay? Second trumpet. Okay? From verse 8. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living creatures in the sea died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. Most people think that these things are what? Nuclear stuff, you know, eh? These things or anyway, you know, eh? Nuclear. This is where you doubt whether this North Korean guy, whether he's going to allow what? This armor, you know, eh? Denuclearization. You wonder whether it's happening. Because this is what has made him powerful. So he gets rid of it. He's as good as Uganda, man. I'm telling you, so any intelligent chap, any intelligent politician, man, would first take you around circle, you know, promise, then later say, no way. Anyway, guys are going to have nuclear weapons, and they're the ones who are, people think they're the ones which are going to cause all these things. Glory be to God. Third trumpet, verse 10. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. Okay? Looks like nuclear star. Okay? You guys, okay, a great star. You remember, John has never seen nuclear, you know, weapons and what. So he's seeing, what he's seeing, he describes it as, in terms of what he knows. Alright? So, man, okay. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Okay? There's a guy, I love him a lot, a preacher in the States who believes that these ones were all fulfilled already. I don't know whether he's right, but the guy has evidence that these ones were what? Fulfilled already. Okay? The first, second, third. Glory be to God. But even if they were fulfilled, there are some which haven't what? Been fulfilled, and they're happening in your what? In your time. My and your time. Hallelujah. Sam is wondering why he came to church today and is going to be required to give at the end of that, you know. Okay? Fourth trumpet, verse 12. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked, and I saw an angel flying. Okay, yeah, so that is the what? The fourth trumpet. Then the fifth trumpet is in our Revelation chapter 9. Revelation chapter 9, verse 1 to 5. Okay? Fifth trumpet. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit, like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth. Eh? There's a guy I listened to, and he was showing pics, you know, eh? The guy said these locusts are like jets. They're actually jets. Well, the guy, what John saw, eh? In those days, there were no what? Jets. So he saw them as locusts. Do you really think locusts are going... Anyway, man, with nuclear what? This is what the guy saw. Hallelujah. Just imagine if you were in John's days. Okay, then you get a dream. Eh? They say, Pastor Moses, I dreamt they were like, I saw locusts. You know, because you can't say planes, because planes have never been there at that time. So even the words aeroplanes is not there. Okay, so you really saw locusts. But then you said, but they were big locusts. Okay? You understand? So in our day, now we know what these things are. Glory be to God. Amen? You just look when a plane is... Didn't it look like a locust? you don't have to agree. The only thing I want you to agree upon is Jesus said immediately after the what? The tribulation. These ones of planes and locusts, you don't have to agree. Okay? You agree when you see them because you will be here. Hallelujah. Then you say, yeah, Pastor Moses, yeah, he really interpreted that vision. He is a dream and vision interpreter. Glory be to God. Until I get a dream that messes you up, then say, Hallelujah. So, then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth. Okay? And to them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. Okay? This could be the effects of what? Nuclear, you understand? Eh? When man, you're in pain, but you know, you're in pain, but you can't die. You know, you wish you would die, but somehow you can't kill yourself. Eh? Okay? But, it says here that those who are sealed by God won't be affected. Okay, so don't be afraid. You know, there's a scripture here for you, Psalm. Okay, you will be sealed. You know, so that you're not affected by this. Glory be to God. Okay? Visitors are wondering whether they had right to the voice of God right this morning that they should come to LAT. Because people have problems. You just feel, you know, People want encouragement. Okay. They're going to start taxing, social media, you understand? Mobile money, fuel. Now you want encouragement. Then you go to a church which should be in tune with what God is doing, what God, you know, God wants to encourage his children that all will be well. I'll increase you financially. Okay, so that's the taxes don't what? Then now you're giving us even worse news than Museveni. You're worse than Museveni. Glory be to God. If I'm worse than Museveni, okay, then John is even now, you know. And now the person who showed John these things, where do you put him? For us, we are just echoes. You understand? If I'm worse than who? Museveni. Now John over is worse than Hitler. Okay? Then the person who gave John the visions, Jesus. Now, Jesus is worse than who? I'm telling you. Glory be to God. Okay? So, that is the what? Fifth trumpet, isn't it? Now we go to the sixth. Okay? Before the seventh. Which is the last trumpet. When we are raptured. Okay? So the sixth, which we read last Sunday, but we're going to read it again. That is in verse 13 to 15. Revelation 9. It says, then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four corners of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and the day and month and year. Okay. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour. Okay. And day and month and year. Okay. Basically, God waited for you to be born. You know, He had already prepared a day, hour, yeah? And he was like, I first want this guy to be what? In the picture. Most of you think I'm a sadist, But this is the best way I can, start to prepare myself, for these days. Glory be to God. When you start to read them now and believe them now and start laughing about them now, okay, so that when they come, then you will be like, yeah, that's what, you know, So don't get gloomy, Start laughing about these things now. Okay? Find a way of what? Okay, so, you know, so the angels who had been prepared for the hour, and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Okay? This is what some people call World War III. And what in our age, in our time can finish off a third of human beings? If it is not nuclear weapons. Alright? Okay? Nuclear weapons affecting basically everything, the water, the food. You understand? Verse 16. Yeah. Okay? Anyway, verse 15 is enough. Then we come to the good news. The seventh trumpet. Okay? Which Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52 said, it is the last trumpet. You know, at which we shall be chained in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. All right? Okay? Before we what? We enter the kingdom, the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Okay? So, at the last trumpet is in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15 to 18. Then the seventh angel sounded. And there were loud voices in heaven. Okay? People are excited in heaven. Okay? Saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reign. The nations were angry and your wrath has come." All right? Now this is the reason for the rapture. Okay? Because now God is going to unleash his wrath. The tribulation was nothing. Now, at the seventh trumpet, which is the last trumpet, which Paul said, that is the moment when we shall be raptured. Eh? Okay? It says when it is sounded, okay, it is going to begin the time when God will unleash his wrath. And that is why we are raptured, to escape the wrath of God. You know, because for us, we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Okay? His wrath for us was satisfied on the cross. You know, So now, by the way, this wrath is going to be worse than the tribulation. So now, that's why we are raptured at the last trumpet. The seventh what? Trumpet. Okay? To escape the wrath of God. Glory be to God. Isn't that good news? Eh? If you fear the rapture, rather the tribulation, Okay? Man, what about this? You should thank God that you're raptured to escape this one. Okay? So, the nations were angry, and your wrath has come. And the time of the dead, that they should be judged. Okay, you see? The time of the dead. Who are the dead here? Those we saw, the dead in Christ. Okay? They shall be raised. And then we who are alive and remain, okay, we shall be chained and we shall be caught up, together with them in the air to meet the Lord. Okay? So, the nations were angry and your wrath has come. And the time of the dead. Now, these are the righteous dead. Glory be to God. These are the what? The righteous dead. I'm trying to get someone in your family who died 30 years ago who wasn't righteous. That one is not what? Rising at this time. Those ones remain where they are. This is righteous dead, okay? Who, Paul said, the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive and remain, okay, shall be chained and we shall be caught up together with them, all right? Yeah. And the time of the dead that they should be judged and that you should reward your servants, okay? So this is the timing of that thing we talk about a lot here in church, at LAT, okay? The rewarding of the saints. And that's why actually they are the righteous dead. Okay? They are being judged not to be sent to hell. Okay? They are dead in Christ. They rise. And now they are being judged, okay? According to what they did, okay? Whether good or bad, The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5, that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That each one, we should receive the things done in the flesh, okay? Whether good or bad, okay? This is the what? The moment. Glory be to God. After the tribulation. All right? Now, seeing that that time is around the corner, okay, this is around the corner, you should now start to think about this day. Or this occasion, the rewarding occasion. And then you should start doing what you are born to do. You understand, Don't just living far, Find out what you are born to do, Find out what God wants you to do today. What was God wants you to do tomorrow. Because you're either going to get a reward or you're not going to get a reward based on that. Okay? And when you have found out what you're supposed to do for the Lord, do it well. Glory be to God. If you're supposed to worship for the Lord, you know, okay, take care of your voice. Yes. All right. You sing, isn't it? Yes. When you're going to sing, you know, do what you can to what? Make your what? Your voice nice. Because we say it, God loves nice things. Do you understand? All right? Juliana, now, worship team, please, you know? You're doing a great job with your voices now. Okay? So do what you can to make them even what? Better. Because you're going to be, you either get rewarded or not. If you just come and then you open your mouth and sing, you know? Go and say, but yes, you did, but na ye. But watch some feelings. You know, I mean, to be same feeling, you understand? Okay, sound guys, this verse refers to you also. Whatever cables you don't, you know, make sure the sound is, there's a reward for this. And I'm not joking, you guys. I'm not joking. These things look trivial, but they are very serious. It is those small things that people take lightly, they despise, they think anything can pass. But according to God, he's like, no. Hallelujah. Okay? Jesus is coming back soon. So the earlier you find out what you're born to do and start doing it and do it well, okay, you will celebrate on this day. Now, this day is what basically the final quest is all about. Okay? This occasion. Okay? Where man, he shows you that people were in tears, believers, Christians. They're like, man, we wasted our time. Okay? Others were crying, man, we wasted people. Other, you know, the motives why we did this, it wasn't right. It is this occasion. Hallelujah. And man, that is occasion every day. This occasion is on my what? Is on my mind. Hallelujah. It is the one that makes me write and say things which ordinarily I don't want to say, I don't want to write. You understand? Because this day. We say now, you look, you, Pastor Moses. Instead of warning my sheep, you are there, a coward. Well, can you imagine God calling a pastor a coward? That's man. I gave you sheep, 20 sheep. You are not able what to protect them. 20. You saw a wolf coming, you took off. You know, I'm telling you, but most of the things I do, which are not pleasant, things I say, it is this thing. It is this occasion. Okay? Hallelujah. It is this. I don't enjoy them. Contrary to what some of you think, I want to be nice. There's some of you who don't believe that I want to be nice. Sandra didn't believe it. She thinks I just always want to be, you know, assuring people in contrast. I don't. I want to be like you. Glory be to God. But this day, this occasion. Okay? So, always think about this occasion. Where the dead in Christ will be what? Okay? There will be what? And the dead that should be judged. Okay? And now these are not only the dead, but also we who are alive and remain, we shall also be caught up with them. You understand? Okay? And that you, God, should judge, should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Glory be to God. That is the what? The seventh trumpets. Awesome day. Glory be to God. But after the six trumpets, which are not funny. Glory be to God. Which are not what? funny. All right? And if you can't stand now for truth, man, what are you going to do in these days which are just around the corner? You can't, now you can't. Now what about in the tribulation? You understand? So you see, this is when you should start, preparing by practicing. Practice standing for truth. Practice, having faith in God. Glory be to God. Amen? So that is what? The trumpets, the tribulation, and the rapture. And these things are happening soon. Glory be to God. Let me show you how soon they are. Let me just give one more example. How soon they are. How soon they are coming. Okay? You remember Daniel chapter 2? You remember the dream Nebuchadnezzar had? A statue? Okay? He had a dream, and then either he forgot it anyway. Daniel got it. Okay? That statue was, okay, it had a head of fine gold, okay, and chest and arms of silver, belly and thighs of bronze, legs of iron, feet, okay, of iron mixed with clay. Okay? Now, what that dream meant, I think it is the next slide, okay? Basically, Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that that dream is talking about the latter days. Basically, kingdoms, which empires, which will come and go. Okay? All right? And by the way, what we didn't read is that at the end, that there will be a stone that will come and crush the feet. Okay? Basically hit the feet and crush the whole statue. And the Bible says it will become a great mountain that will cover the entire earth. Okay, so now the head of God, that was Nebuchadnezzar himself and his kingdom. Okay? A few years after Nebuchadnezzar, basically his kingdom was overthrown, okay? And there came the Medes and the Persians. Go and read these things. But some of you will know these. Okay? Then, after the Medes and the Persians, there came the Greek Empire. These things now make more sense now because I'm reading history. Okay? European history. Now these things make a lot of sense. I even know some years. If I went back and did history now at HSC, I would get an A. Okay? Maybe. Have I told you, where's my sister? Maureen. Man. Senior four, first term. I got 7% in history. You remember? I got 7% in history. My sister tells me that my dad looked at the report. And you see, you'd get a mark, our reports in SMARC, they would even put your position for that subject. Alright? Before they total, and then give the position in the whole class, for all the subjects. So, man, the guy put on my report 07 out of 100. Alright? Then position in the class. I think we are 53 in 4B. Okay, 4B. 4B was, anyway. Glory be to God, man. I had a very terrible academic life. That's why I'll never disturb my kids a lot concerning school stuff, my academic life. And so, position in class, the guy put 53 out of 53. And you're supposed to take that report to your father. Okay? So anyway, after the Medes and the Persians, there came the Greek. Okay, remember? Alexander the Great. Okay. Then after the Greek Empire, okay, there came the Roman Empire. Jesus was born when the Roman Empire was the one in charge of the world. Glory be to God. Amen. And the Roman Empire, okay, I won't harass you, but I was going to ask you the year when things got bad. I know those years. That book that you bought for me, man, very serious chap. Glory be to God. So anyway, the Roman Empire fell. It came, that is the empire, iron. It was strong. No empire has ever been as strong as the Roman Empire. Guys were man, Anyway, okay. Then after the Roman Empire, there was supposed to come, the next empire, the feet of the what? Iron and clay. And Daniel said that means it won't be as strong. You remember it is iron, eh? So that means it is still the Roman Empire. But because of the clay, he says it won't be as strong as it was previously. Glory be to God. Amen? So, the Roman Empire did what? It also collapsed. Glory be to God. So now, where are we? Okay? Alright? Now, next slide. The Roman Empire fell, but there have always been people who have always been working to revive it. Okay? And they are unknowing to them, they are fulfilling what? Prophecy. Because the feet of the iron and clay have to come. Okay? So, in 800, on 25th December, there's a guy called Charles the Great. Okay? In French and German, he's called what? He's called what? It's there. Charlemagne. Okay? This guy was the first one to attempt, to rebuild or to revive the Roman Empire which fell. You understand? In 800 what? AD. Okay? Of course, he died later, but his family and understand, they continued, reigning over Europe. Okay? But that empire was large. Alright? Then, Napoleon. This year I got to know what? Who Napoleon was. And I know more about Napoleon than Juliana. Glory be to God. So, Napoleon is the one who messed them up. And it came to an end. Okay? Then, in 871, another group of people attempted to revive the Roman Empire. Okay? Alright? You remember? The feet of iron and clay. It has to come back. Okay, so people have been working at it and they don't know that they actually what? Attempting to fulfill a prophecy. Alright? I used to think that this guy was a good guy. Bismarck. Okay? I studied, was it senior 2? Colonization of Africa. Remember the scramble for Africa? You know, man, guys are arrogant. People are bad. Imagine you sit somewhere, you sit here in Nadia, Untinda, you sit, and then you start to give yourself land in what? Nigeria, Kati, The people who are there, Bambi, don't know what you're doing. This is exactly what these guys did. Divided Africa now, you in Europe, Anyway, but I also got to know that this guy actually, was among those who what? Attempted to revive the Roman Empire. Okay? And they revived it to a degree. Okay? Let me feel nice on you. After the Franco-Prussian War. You know those things. Oh, you have forgotten them. But Yabiera Virada. Okay? Then it came to an end at the end of the what? The First World War, when German was defeated. Okay? Alright? So that was the second empire, you know. Yeah? Then, 1933, you all know, there came a man called Hitler. I always used to wonder why his regime was called the Third Reich. Okay? That is why third? Then I go to learn, of course, if the third, that means there was a second and there was a first. Okay? Just like the last trumpet, okay, shall sound and then, you know, we shall be raptured. Yeah? So that means that there was a sixth, there was a, you understand? Yeah? Anyway, the same thing. Yeah? So Hitler, the reason why he called his regime the third what? Reich, is because there was a second, you know, yeah? Empire, and Reich, whether it is interpreted as empire. Okay, there was a second, eh? Okay, and then there was a first. Okay, by Charles the Great. Okay, so anyway, that also collapsed. Okay, when Germany was defeated at the end of the what? The Second World War. You know, eh? You can see there have been attempts. What basically guys are trying to do unknowingly is, you know, to come up with the what? The feet of iron. Remember Roman Empire? Okay? But it won't be as strong as it used to be. This is what guys have what? Have attempted to do. Glory be to God. So Hitler failed, eh? But the agenda continues to this day. Glory be to God. Next slide, here, okay. I saw the maps, eh? Okay. The extent of Charles the Great's empire is like almost similar to what the European Union right now. You understand? Almost similar. You know this. You know the European Union now, which previously was called the what? The EEC. Okay? The European Economic Community. Glory be to God. Juliana. All right? Next slide. Now, the first guy who attempted to revive that empire, okay, Charles the Great, the guy is so adored, okay, in Europe. They call him the father of Europe. Because he's the one who first attempted to bring Europe together as one. All right? There's a building in Brussels. Eh? I don't know whether you saw it or you just went to read books. Okay? It is called the Charlemagne building and it belongs to the European Union. Okay? There is that prize given to public figures who promote European unity. Okay, European what? Unity. You can call it who promote the reviving of the Roman Empire. All right? And it is given in that place, which for all Ugandans, it should be easy for you to what? To pronounce in your vernacular. Achen. Okay? We had a teacher in SMAC. Okay? You remember it was a single-sex school. Was she called Achen or Acheng? Man, that woman, messed up guys. All right? But I will tell you that after the sermon. All right? Now, this year, that prize was given to the French president. So you can see they're still, you know, they're talking about, this is all named and done after the guy who first attempted to revive the Roman Empire. You understand it? Guys are what? In a sense, more or less, they have the concept. You understand it? And this is what shows that within a short time, Jesus is coming back. Because when it is formed according to what they want, alright, then you remember, there's a stone, next slide, there's a stone that will come and crush the feet and demolish the whole structure. And that stone will grow into a great mountain, which, in verse 44 of Daniel 2, it says that it is a kingdom of God which shall not know end. Glory be to God. Amen. So if the Roman Empire is more or less revived, you know, that just shows you that man, this age, this chapter is closing very soon. Glory be to God. It is closing soon. Hallelujah. The feet of iron and clay are what? They are coming together before our very eyes. And when they have come together, that's when there will be a stone that will be cut off, and then it will come and crush the whole what? A statue. Okay. And that stone will become a great, that will cover the entire earth. Okay. And that is the kingdom of God. The 1,000 year reign of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And this kingdom will not end. Hallelujah. So, this age is coming to a close. You know, celebrate, be happy. Okay? The next time you get a vision, if Jesus appears to you, request him, if there's something he can do, to bring it closer. You understand? You tell him that my pastor said, my pastor wants it. You know, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm very serious. Hallelujah. So, for those who studied history, now, you can understand what you studied. It wasn't about wars, it was about, but I know what they didn't teach you was that people were fighting all these wars, had an agenda to revive the Roman Empire. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.